Dandelions. Most people think of dandelions as a weed. Not me. No, sir. To me, dandelions are a wildflower, something to be admired for its beauty and cherished for its many positive qualities. The word dandelion literally means lion's tooth. At this point, you're probably wondering, why is Neil focused on dandelions? Well, the honest answer is that someone I care about recently responded to something I had said with the comment, "That's just dandy." I immediately countered with, "You are my dandelion," using it as a term of endearment. Needless to say, a spirited discussion ensued, which seemed to turn on whether a dandelion is viewed as a weed or a wildflower. So back to the real issue. Is a dandelion a weed or a wildflower? Knowing that this can be a heated debate, at a minimum, I trust we can agree that the dandelion is a plant with yellow flowers. Growing to a height of up to 12 inches, its stems have bright yellow flowers on top, each with spatula-like leaves channeling rainwater to its roots. And we hopefully can agree that this perennial is beautiful, at least in the eye of this beholder. The dandelion's flowers open with the sun in the morning and close in the evening with the gloomy weather. When dandelion's billowy seed heads bloom, it's a sure sign of spring. The word that comes to mind is cheerful. Granted, it does propagate ferociously. However, that by itself does not make it a weed. To be a weed, it has to grow where it was not wanted. Some locations hold dandelion demolitions to get rid of what they consider to be a weed because they don't want dandelions there. To others, dandelions are a wildflower. Let's take a look at what dandelion has to offer over and above its beauty. For one, it has many potential health benefits. The leaves, stem, flower, and roots of the dandelion can be used for medicinal purposes. While more research is needed, preliminary, primarily animal studies suggest that dandelions have potassium, which helps reduce blood pressure. They can serve as a remedy for constipation and other digestive issues. The plant can reduce damaging UV light and thereby keep skin healthier. Dandelions help limit the growth of hepatitis B, which helps boost the immune system. The plant helps reduce inflammation in the body. It helps regulate blood sugar levels. The plant can help lower a person's cholesterol. Since dandelions contain beta carotene, an antioxidant, cells are protected better. It may aid in reducing weight since the plant has the chemical chlorogenic acid. And the plant may aid in fighting colon, liver, and pancreatic cancer. Secondly, dandelion is edible. Dandelions are referred to as an herb by botanists. It contains vitamins A, B, C, and D, as well as minerals, potassium, iron, and zinc. Some say dandelions are the most nutritionally dense green you can eat, outstripping either kale or spinach. It is used as a salad green and also in soups, wine, and tea. It is one of the ingredients in root beer. It was considered a delicacy by Victorian gentry. And dandelions are not just eaten by humans. Animals eat them, including the black bear, deer, and elk. Thirdly, the dandelions are important to our ecosystem. Specifically, the flower is food for caterpillars, moths, and butterflies. The flowers are utilized by bees and other pollinators and can be an important nectar source early in the season when few other flowers are blooming. And finally, it has a spiritual role, too. It has been a Western tradition for someone to blow out a dandelion seed head and think of a wish they want to come true. Bottom line for me is that dandelions are to be cultivated. And if you're going to call someone you care about your dandelion, make sure that they understand that you're referring not to the weed, but to the wildflower.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.